Can you go to Zechariah 3? I'm going to go there briefly today. I love the scripture in 1 Peter 2:9, but go to Zechariah 3. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, more Lord, a holy nation, His own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. We are the chosen generation. Isn't that something to get excited about? We're His own special people. We are chosen, and we're to proclaim and praise His name. Proclaim it, you know. It's not to be miserable and to be, I don't know, but we've got to be proclaiming with joy and really just proclaiming His word. I love it. But we are chosen generation, a royal priesthood. We are high priest. We are a chosen, and I've got all that down. And it's really to measure how we measure up in God's standard. Let's look at Zechariah 3. God gave Zechariah a vision, and in that vision, Joshua is standing before the throne of God. He is representing you and I and the church, the royal priesthood, as in the realm of the Spirit. So Joshua is standing there, and I just, do you know that your name comes up in heaven quite a bit? Yeah, but sometimes it's not for good, Clive. Don't get too excited. Every day your life comes before God so that your deeds you do in the flesh can be examined. Your faithfulness, service, your attitudes. So I'm glad you got yours right, love. That's awesome. And also got your body healed. Isn't that amazing? Thought process. He knows when you get up, He knows when you go to bed, He knows everything about you. I mean, this really speaks to you, doesn't it? Everything about you is under constant critique by the courts of heaven. That really spoke to me. I'm going, you know, so if Clive's annoying me, Lord, bless him. I'm learning to bless him so much more than I've ever done. You're a blessed man, Clive. But it's like every thought that we think goes up into the courtrooms of heaven. It's quite scary though, isn't it? But the faithfulness, things that you've done even that God, that other people don't know about, but your blessing. Every time you give to somebody, God sees that and it goes to the courts of heaven. I like it, but anyway, this is Joshua. So verse 3, then he showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at the right hand to oppose him. Satan is always the accuser of the brethren. He's always standing there just provoking and the Lord said to Satan, the Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord who has chosen Jerusalem rebuke you. Is this not a brand plucked from the fire? And you know, I just thought, you know, when we give our lives to Jesus, I know one of the greatest preachers, and I don't know who it was, but he said that he was in a house fire. This is many years. Revivalist was in a house, and the house caught on fire, and all the family got out, but he didn't. And a neighbor came and just pulled him out, and he said, that's what happened in his life. When he found Jesus, he knew that he was plucked up out of the fire of hell. You know, he was only just saved, this young, he was only about 9, from the house. And he was plucked out just before the house exploded. But this is how we are to rejoice, because we have been plucked up out of hell into God's glory. We are in the heavenly realm. We're the priests. And, you know, just plucked out of the fire. And it just, as I was reading this, I just love this chapter. I use it sometimes in ministry. But, you know, but he was plucked out of the fire. And you know, Satan standing at Joshua's right hand, he's an accuser to oppose him. And you know, we do have to rebuke Satan. You know, then we go into verse 3. Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and was standing before the angel. Then the angel spoke to those who stood before him, saying, "Take away those filthy garments from him." And to him he said, "See, I've removed your iniquity from you, and I will clothe you in rich robes." And Joshua was clothed with filthy garments. It's a symbol of sin, isn't it? A garment that is not pure. It's been polluted and defiled. God knows what goes on in our hearts. And when I'm praying for people, sometimes, you know, they've been contaminated by sin, or they've been contaminated by being abused, or, you know, sin's got hold of them and they feel the filthy rags around them. And you know, God wants to come and remove everything of filthiness. And, you know, it's like, create in me a clean heart, O God. We are in the time where God wants to take all that off us, that we walk in purity, we walk in holiness. We, you know, what they put on was a robe of holiness. You know, so, you know, we can get contaminated by the world so easily by what we watch on TV, what we open ourselves up. And I tell you what, pornography is so rife in the church. That is a filthy garment. And whatever we go, as soon as we gossip, there's a bit of a filthiness come on us. Every bit of criticism, complaint, you know, it's not to judge. God gives us wisdom, but, you know, it's like God wants to take off everything that pulls us down, that holds us back. He wants us to robe us in not shame, but in a robe of righteousness. And I want to walk that way, but, you know, we have to keep ourselves clean by getting before God, knowing the Word of God, soaking in His presence. I really need prayer because I'm trying to get my marriage license, and I don't know what's happening, but every time it just doesn't come through. And honestly, I've lost sleep over it. And the Lord says, "Be anxious about nothing, Trish." But I'm marrying my son, and, you know, in about 6-7 weeks, and my license hasn't come through. But it has actually worn me down. You know, it's got, and I'm going, "God, I know that I shouldn't be panicking over this, but you will get me out if I just, you know," Lynette's coming to help me. We're going to go through it again. But other people have just said, "Oh, it's gone through so easily." And I'm thinking, what is happening here? I've never had problem getting my marriage license. But it's like part of the world comes on you. Then you start getting agitated. And then you start thinking ill of the department there. Haven't they got it together? You know, all these thoughts come over in your mind. And then suddenly you're wearing heavy gowns and dirty gowns and, you know, a critical spirit. But see, Lord said, "Be anxious about nothing. To give everything over." You should have seen me going to the dentist. And he comes, and I'm actually praying, and he comes and, "Are you okay?" He walked out so quietly, and I'm going, "Oh, I'm just praying." and he goes, raises his eyebrows. He said, "No, I'll be good. You know, I'll do a good job." And I'm going, I was actually blessing my tooth with health, and, you know, it was like I had to get three roots. I was in the chair for an hour, and I needed prayer. But you know how anxiety comes over you instead of trusting the God in all things. You know, I did so brave. I just about went to sleep in the chair. What was I worried about? You know, we worry about things. And it's our imagination can take over so much. And the thing can grow, can't it? You know, I was expecting this injection to go right up and hurt me, and then the roots would come out. And, you know, but when we trust God and pray, and even though He caught me praying, He said, "I've got a funny one here." I really was. I was really talking to my tooth. You can hear me, can't you? That's like God. But you know, it's like Clive's laughing. But it's like to be, not to have lurid talk, not to speak, you know, in ways that are not godly. You know, to be pure in everything, what you read, what you see, what you do. I just get into the Word and just get into God. I know we can become like Enoch. I believe God really can, we can get in a place that we're so heavenly minded. And that's what I want, is to be so heavenly minded. But anyway, God rebukes Satan. And that's what I say today. I rebuke Satan over your lives. Let's take off the filthy garments. And if there's anything in your life, just ponder on it. If you know there's things that need to be cleaned up, come on, there's not all of us are perfect yet. God is just saying, let it go today. We're going to stand at the cross and let it go today. For God to take off the filthy garments. And it's like when it comes off, the past is in the past. And what Trevor said today, we're forgiven, we're cleansed, we're purified. But we've got to walk where when we get a robe of righteousness, I don't want anything to touch it. I don't want to go anywhere that would pollute it. You imagine God just clothing you with a robe that's beautiful. Mine's purple. I don't know what yours is. Just purple. What colour's your robes? Tell me. Everybody's got purple. Red. Blue. Royal blue. Come on, what are you getting in the spirit? But he puts a robe on you. Rainbow. Oh, you've got to be great. That's awesome. He's got a rainbow. That's the promises of God, isn't it? That's a good one, John. Hallelujah. And oh, Clive's got a white one. Yeah, so this is how we're to see ourselves. You know, the enemy goes out to rob, steal, and to kill. And God comes to take off that, off you, that you may be robed in righteousness. See, some might see golden ones. Mine just changed to golden then. Glory, it might be a rainbow one like John. But it's like, you know, it's just something's happening where God's saying, I want to remove all the past. I want to remove all the shame. I want to remove things from your lives today. I want to take off any filthy. And you know, some of us have been sexually abused, and God wants to remove that off you today. The filthy clothes are being contaminated by somebody else, where the world's contaminated. He just says, you don't have to wear those robes anymore. You're not on the dump heap. You don't have to carry that shame, that guilt and condemnation. You don't have to carry any of that. Because God said, I want to take off the filthy garments. You know, and to be raised up and with the glory. And then the Lord gives another command in verse 5. I love this one. And I said, let them put on a clean turban on your head. So they put a clean turban on his head and they put the clothes on him. And the angel of the Lord stood by. Then the angel of the Lord admonished Joshua, saying, I'll go back to that. But you know, it's like the turban is a symbol of a pure and right thinking. Isn't that amazing? So he took the old turban off his head and he put a new turban of the right thinking of God. That's powerful, isn't it? You know, we are to have the mind of Christ. We are to think pure thoughts. And God is saying today, he wants to take away the things in our minds that clog up. Getting into his anointing. Let's take off the old turban of thinking. You know, we're seated together in heavenly places. God wants us to be more heavenly thinking than what happens around us. Holy. you know, we can be pulled down. And I'm just loving it how God is placing me beside people that I can speak with the mind of Christ into their lives, prophesy into their lives, you know, just go up to them and just say and just know what God is saying. And it's because I've spent time with the Lord. Sometimes I haven't, but I'm on the way. You know, if I miss out on my quiet time because I'm rushing for an early appointment, I get into tongues on the way there. So I know I'm filled with the Holy Spirit. And I know that tongues is so powerful to change the atmosphere. When we get into tongues, it changes the atmosphere. And if anybody here doesn't speak in tongues today, I'd love to bring you through into that, because tongues is so powerful. It builds in here, but it changes your mind thinking. It changes your mind. It gives you the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. Don't we all need that? See, you know, in Philippians 4:8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true. I remember learning this at Sunday school, and I'm going, wow, what? There's a lot of whatsoevers. But finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever is honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think of these things. Isn't that powerful? Whatever is true from the scriptures. The enemy is a liar. He robs, steals. He gets into our minds. You know, when I was in burnout, I had to replace all what he was putting there with the word of God. I can do all things through Christ. The plans God has for me. That's the new turban. It's filling your mind with the word of God, changing your thinking. I don't know what anybody is going through, but let faith arise today. Let God put on a new turban of faith to believe that he is going to use you. And I've got the anointing on me burning in me. He is going to use you all so powerfully. You just watch this church and all of you will be so used powerfully. And as Noel said today, we're all unique. And we're all different. And I can't be a Clive, and I can't be a Carol, and I can't be a Barry, and I can't be a Wendy. I am Trish. And if you're all like me, it would be not good. Because if I was up there worshipping like Nikki and John, it would be croak, croak. But God has made us so differently. And he's anointing us in this hour to do great exploits. I believe the prophetic mantle is even falling right now in the spirit realm. You know, prophetic is the mind of Christ. A seer anointing to see in the spirit. You know, if you just let it come and say, God, I want that new turban. And I want to think like you. And I want to prophesy and encourage and build someone up through the word of God. I want to do this in the Holy Ghost. That's you stand, because it's going to fall. God is just saying, hey, I want to anoint you today that you may see in the spirit realm, that your eyes and ears will be open. These girls see angels. Do you want to see angels? Stand up. Let the angels come in all of their glory today. Let God anoint with newness in the spirit. Let's take off the old stinking thinking now. Let's just see that turban just being pulled off in the spirit. All my anxieties have gone. Even though I have to go back to the dentist, it's gone. We can't dwell on things. I'm using that as an example. But it's like God is saying, this is a new day, new beginnings. And God, I pray that you fall upon these ones that stand. And Lord, as you've taken, Lord, the old turban and the old thinking. Lord, I pray that our minds are purified. I pray that our minds, Lord, are fixed upon you. Lord, I pray right now that we are seated. Just see yourself seated in heavenly places. Wow. Meow. There's going to be an acceleration. Meow. Whoa. And Lord, I just pray that, Lord, you give a new understanding. I prophesy. I'm just going over to Ephesians. Ephesians. that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. Who wants that? Lord, I pray that right now, that the new turban, that Lord, there'll be the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Just put your hands over your eyes. This angel's going to just putting eye salves on your eyes to see. That you may know what is the hope of His calling. You are going to know what you're here for. You are going to know what you are born to do. You are going to go to another level in Him. You are going to see into that realm of His glory. You are going to see new things in the Spirit. God said that I have not finished with you yet. I want you to go far higher and far higher and far higher than you've ever been before. God said that I am on you right now. Lord, I pray that, Lord, as you put the eye salve, that they will see more in the spirit realm. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, let them see the angels. But most of all, let them see the things that you want them to see. Lord, let them be watchmen on the wall, that they will pray in prophetic way. Lord, change our thinking. Well, I just feel it in the Spirit. God is changing your thinking. Things that have held you down. Things where you've said, I can't do this. God said, you can do all things through me. Everything you can do. There's nothing you can't do because Jesus is in you, the Holy Spirit. I'm really preaching, but I want you to get it. God wants to use you all so powerfully. And Lord, I just pray it on you right now in Jesus' name. That, Lord, there's a new anointing of your glory. Lord, that we are people that change the atmosphere of what we see and hear. That we add to the atmosphere. Lord, we add words to the atmosphere. We change the atmosphere of heaven on earth. Can you see it? Please be happy about it. God's doing something here. You're serious. Let's receive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I pray that mantles will fall now. This will be on your shoulders of the prophetic. Let it come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See, we meditate on the things of the Word. When we meditate on things that are pure and holy. When we meditate on things that are true from God. You know, Jesus is the way, the truth, the truth, the truth, and the life. He brings truth into us. And Lord, I pray that you give them. I just feel a gift of discernment's going to fall. And it's like you're going to know the time and seasons, and you're also going to know what is not of God and what is of God. I just feel God's going to give you a new wisdom in that. I need that. Wow. There's new wisdom. It's falling. It's falling. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let it come, Lord. Oh, there's just a... I'm just going to wait. The Holy Spirit's just over so many people. Just come. Don't fear the supernatural. Don't fear stepping out on what God will do. Hallelujah. Nyow. Acceleration. Yeah, and then it goes in where you've got your mantles. Oh, I've missed. You can sit down. Sorry. I've actually lost Zechariah. Where are you, Zechariah? Is he after Joel? Yeah. Is it up there? The whole thing. Can you put all Zechariah up the next bit? Oh, I've got it now anyway. But and this is what the Lord says: if you walk in my ways and if you will keep my command, what does he say? Then you shall also judge my house. And I believe that's a commissioning today. That is powerful. And it's got here government authority. Government authority. We have, the enemy has been defeated. And likewise have charge of my courts. And that's free access. That's right into the third heaven. Do you girls go there? Oh, I come and impart it. I go there sometimes. I've done, come up here, love. You can share. But this is a girl that's walked in the heavenlies, sees angels. I go there sometimes, but I would like to go there more. Can you share?
Okay, well, today when we were worshiping, I just saw angels everywhere, and they're so happy to see just like people of all ages just lifting up the Lord. And I really felt today that the Lord is just saying, good on ya. Good on ya for just going out there and dancing, not caring about your age, not caring about your stage in life, just going, I'm going to worship the Lord. And, huh? Oh, yeah, there were lots of angels here and, like, following around people, like, on stage. The lady right there, she was, like, there's this angel just dancing behind her like this, like, disco, and, yeah, they were just having a party. And there was also like a Islander angel right near you, and they were just dancing along with you and going, yes, this is awesome. So yeah, no, with that, yeah, and yeah, there was just, yeah, and there was like a wave of glory in here, and yeah.
Know that we can really experience heaven today, right now. We don't have to wait until death to go there. That's a huge thing that a lot of Christians believe is, oh, when we die, we're going to go to heaven. But death is not the way to heaven. Jesus is the way into the kingdom of God. And so I feel like God's really wanting to come, and he's really wanting to take us with him to heaven. It says in Revelation that he heard a voice of God saying, come up here. It didn't say, oh, hey, I'm going to meet you on earth and like tell you a bunch of stuff. He actually took him up to heaven, and he showed him things of the future, and he saw the throne room, and he experienced heaven. And I feel like that's something we can all do. You know, there's so much more to heaven than just angels. Though angels are awesome, there's so much more, totally mind-blowing. And you get past one stage, and you're like, oh, man, Lord, this is incredible. And he goes, whoop. And then you just keep going up, and it's absolutely out of imagination. But it's something that we can today and here and right now go and see, and that God wants to show us.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah, it says in Revelation, after these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, Nicholas, speaking with me, saying, come up here and I will show you things which must take place after this. Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne is set in the heaven. Yeah, it's awesome. I just know that we're going to go into more heavenly places, which is awesome. But I just felt today that God just wanted to deal with heart issues and mind issues. And have you got a song to bring? Yeah. And I just feel, if you feel that you want, you can go over there for the heavenly experience, but if you feel that you really want to change and you want to the garments taken off you and to put a new turban, you know, God, sometimes he loves us coming forward and just making a difference. You know, I know there's areas in our lives. Can you take the communion table right away? No, I just want to go by the cross. And I just want you, as we worship, I love the cross, and everything at the cross and the blood of Jesus, you know, is so purifying. And just let God just come. If you've been touched with the word today, just come forward and just stand at the cross and just feel the angel taking off the filthy clothes and robing you in a robe of righteousness. You've all seen the colors of your robe, so go up and get it. Some of you have already received, I know. And if you want the turban, thinking, you know, let it be cleansed and purified. Let's stand before God. He looks down. He knows our thoughts. Our name goes up to heaven all the time. So he knows what you're thinking about. So let's just worship him.